$100,000 annual interest rate compounding over 30 years will become $243,000. That's awesome, right? That's the opportunity cost. I mean, or accounting for opportunity costs, or understanding what that value of money would be down the road. And so what I mean by the opportunity cost is we got to account for it. I mean, you take $100,000 out of a savings / investment vehicle making 3%, and you go to use it to buy a Tesla. Mm. Did it cost you $100,000, or did it really cost you $243,000 30 years from now?
Right.
And I'm not saying don't buy the Tesla, just account for it.
Just know that. Yeah.
Yeah. All these people think they're paying cash for their house, paying cash for their cars. You hear a lot of financial entertainers, cash, cash, cash. Well, sure, you're not paying interest to others, but at the same time, you can't. A lot of people just pay cash and they pull it out of a vehicle, it's making money. More often than not, they've failed to account for that.
Right.
And forget that money was compounding.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I have my awesome co-host, Tammy B, here with me today.
What's up, Ken?
Enjoying my Wednesday.
Nice.
Before we started the show, I'm going on my rant and things, but I'm not going to punish listeners today because I got a few messages a couple weeks that appreciated my rant and grumpiness, but also said I increased one financial advisor reached out who I really enjoy saying, dude, you just set my blood pressure through the roof. So here we go again. Let's see if this gets people's blood pressure going.
Sweet.
Keep it short. So this will be about 10 minutes of pain. And then maybe we'll get to the real positive thing. Solutions are coming. I'm just waiting to see what Congress passes. And then I'll start to talk about it's going to be more work. Guarantee it. But then it'll just be what's your choice. Do you want to give up all that income, all that money to the government because they're just so good with it? Or are we going to make certain moves in the tax code, take advantage, not advantage, but follow the rules to keep that money for ourselves? And probably the one of the first places that can help create a lot of wealth for families. Well, two places. A, teach liquidity because it's a struggle for a lot of American households. And then two, reduce opportunity costs. And taxation is a huge one. And so, but today's topic is inflation. Yay, hyperinflation.
Yay. Yay.
So what is your understanding of inflation?
Oh, maybe? Price of everything goes up.
Yes, it does. So in another way to look at it, it's like everyone's like, man, housing's going through the roof. Commodities are going through the roof. It's getting really expensive. It's like, actually, it's actually stayed the same. It's just our dollar's gone through the toilet, right? So relatively, it's a ratio. It's become more expensive. And so we'll talk about inflation and consumer price index. Just came out today. Now, this recording will go out a week from now. I mean, so right. Anyway, they admitted 4.2% over the last year.
Wow.
That's a big bump.
That is.
I have a strong feeling a lot of people in this nation did not get a 4.2% cost of living adjustment. What does your bank pay you in interest, Tammy?
Nothing.
So I have a high yield account online. High yield, 0.4%.
Yikes.
So that puts me 3.8% behind of what, and I've talked about this and it's almost trite because people, you hear it everywhere now. But like OSB board, like I want to do some improvements on our property. My neighbor he's very intelligent, very driven. He's just annoying the crap. I mean, he just constantly wanted to push me to improve our property. But it's been great because now we got this nice looking fence. And
right.
His property looks good. And he's doing a great job. And it's like, gosh, man, I just don't want to deal with this right now. But like OSB board, 4x8 last year was $8. It's $64 now.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, there's consequences when we have a government in partnership with a non-national entity, the Federal Reserve. A private entity just printing out money. So all the ones that don't work or don't have the ability to work right now, I mean, that's great. They're getting all this energy for free.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a few people I know. It's like, gosh, man, I mean, how the hell did they get that new car? They get this. Like, gosh, dude, they're living. How's he living this life?
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. It's because he's making so much money on the triple P and handout money and just a few individuals I know. Well, I mean, I like them. They're not my clients. But it's like, hey, hats off to them. They're just, that's great. It's legal. You know, just because things are legal doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean, certain habits I hope don't get ingrained, but I hope the federal government stops this game of handing out money because it's going to have outrageous consequences. And we're already seeing it. You can, I mean, if $5 trillion here is good and $3 trillion there is good. I remember just being livid when Richard Paulson was handed just over a $1 trillion check. I mean, this is outrageous. And now it's just like trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And at some point in time, no one's going to believe in this money anymore.
Right.
And so 4.2%. And so I just want to go through the math on this just real quick and just talk about one thing that I was just talking to a good realtor, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.gov/CPI, 4.2. Yay. So 4.2 is a big number. So they're admitting 4.2. I would argue it's a lot higher than that. It wouldn't be out of place just to say double it, right? And I know that sounds really extreme. I don't want it to be depressing. But when you see how much real estate, how many more dollars you have to spend to buy real estate here in Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Washington, Texas, it's pretty outrageous. Now, of course, I would argue California governor, who received numerous Realtor of the Year awards last year for pushing people in Nevada and Texas and stuff. You know, there's a part to that. I mean, anytime you have this huge demand and not much inventory, that's not really an inflation piece. But when you just create trillions of dollars out of thin air, that's not natural. That doesn't work. You just can't create energy without energy.
Right, okay? Right.
And so we'll see what happens. So I'll just talk about the inflation piece. I'll have solutions in a few weeks to talk about it. So, but we got to identify the problems.
Once sure.
Once we find the problems, the issues, then we can start pivoting to look for the solution. So here's a problem, and I'll just talk about it. No one can see this, but I'm using a future value calculator. And so this accounts for the time value of money and interest. And so I'm just typing in as an example, we'll just do 100,000. I mean, that used to be considered a really strong income, not so strong anymore, but it's still a good income, $100,000 a year. And so just say we took 100 grand just 1 year, and we had it in an investment, pretty conservative, that was compounding annually at 3%. And this is just to understand the concept of future value, the time value of money, et cetera. 30 years from now, that $100,000 in a conservative savings slash investment vehicle will be worth $243,000. Well, exactly, it's $242,726. So I'm going to round up, $243,000. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sure.
Now, but let me flip the script. let's just, and I don't think it'll stay this way, but I find it interesting that of all the education, all the information we're taught, how much education have we been taught about money, businesses, investments, savings through elementary school, high school, college? I mean, we really don't get any education on this.
It's right.
Like, and it's like, why is that? I mean, we're the wealthiest nation in the world, and most of its residents, most of its citizens, get a pittance of an education on money.
Yep, that's
very
right.
Interesting to me. But anyway, that's another topic. So $100,000 annual interest rate compounding over 30 years will become $243,000. That's awesome, right? That's the opportunity cost. I mean, or accounting for opportunity costs, or understanding that what that value of money would be down the road. And so what I mean by the opportunity cost is we got to account for it. I mean, you take 100 grand out of a savings slash investment vehicle making 3%, and you go to use it to buy a Tesla. Did it cost you 100 grand or did it really cost you 243,000
30 years
from now?
Right.
And I'm not saying don't buy the Tesla, just account for it.
Just know that. Yeah.
Yeah. All these people think they're paying cash for their house, paying cash for their cars. You hear a lot of financial entertainers, cash, cash, cash. Well, sure, you're not paying interest to others, but at the same time, a lot of people just pay cash and they pull it out of a vehicle, it's making money. more often than not, they've failed to account for that.
Right.
And forget that that money was compounding.
That's right.
And so it's great not to be in debt to others. It's great not to have interest working against you. But there's a second step to that. You got to always account for it.
Yep.
And we finance everything in life. And so now I'm going to talk about what the impacts of having a 4.2%. So let me flip the script. And so I'm just going to put in now an annual interest rate of -4.2.
Ooh.
But now I'm just going to go a year out so it's not too painful.
Okay.
So if you had $100,000 sitting in your savings account or checking account, money that's liquid, and you're a fool like me with delayed gratification, you keep waiting to buy things because I hate spending money on stuff. But I'm a fool because if I just bought all this metal last year and bought this wood, which obviously would have been metal has doubled in 6 months.
Goodness.
I went to go buy 20-foot sections, 3x3-inch, 11-gauge steel to continue my fencing project. And I'm real happy the parts I started in October. Now it's time to finish it. And so I call up one of the local salvage companies to go get metal. And what was about $100 for 20 feet was like, and my numbers are a little off, but not too much, about $240 for 20
feet. Jeez.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a fool. So no. Wood, you know, $8, now 64 out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's gone up about three times for the rest of lumber in a year. And so different areas have experienced different, and it's not just inflation, lack of inventory, supply and demand. There's other pieces to it. But $100,000 last year, 1 year later, with a CPI of 4.2, now has the purchasing power of $95,800. There's a motorcycle I wanted, not too much, gets good fuel mileage, it's beautiful. I love riding motorcycles. I know they're dangerous. All the nurses out there, they doctors. I don't want to hear it. I know. You know, getting bumped by a car when you're another car at 5 miles an hour, not that big of a deal. You're sitting on a motorcycle, get bumped by another car at 5 miles an hour. That's
a big deal.
Really big deal. I want to live life. I enjoy it. And so anyway, here I am, not want to spend the money. Haven't earned it yet. Well, crap. If I just bought that bike last year,
right?
You know, I just lost $4,000.
Right.
Thank you, government. Thanks for printing out more and more money. And so, so literally the $100,000, you know, has a purchasing power of $95,800 this year. So let me continue the pain. And I think our news, like the number two things, and I've said this before, that the top two things our government should be doing for us is protect this country. That's why we have a central government. Protect our country. Protect its citizens. And number two, it all kind of ties together. They should have be very, they of all the people that should have the utmost fiduciary responsibility, it's our government.
For sure.
And they're the biggest violators. It's one way street.
Right. Right.
Now, they put all the burden on us to do everything perfectly. And if you put that standard back to them, they fail miserably.
Yeah.
They should have a balanced budget. They should be transparent. They should talk. We should educate everyone in this country about money, what they're doing. Be leaders. Don't be politicians anymore.
Yeah.
We have the tolerance much more for this. And you got to be good at running a business.
Yeah, that's right.
No more BS, no more hyperbole, no more saying one thing and doing the exact opposite. Stop protecting yourself first, represent your citizens.
Yeah.
And so I hope more and more people get educated on money because this is just outrageous. So $4,000 was stolen from that family, made $100,000 last year and didn't spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very big proponent of saving. Keep the money liquid. Opportunities will seek you out. You have to. Now, even with this said, a negative 4.2%, that's what your money earned. Negative 4.2.
Mm,
if right. You got into some other investment vehicle making 3, okay, well, you only lost 1.2%. Good. But you have to have the money liquid. So, and I'll emphasize this, is if you don't have as a family 6 months to a year of buffer liquid, I would argue, because I've learned the painful way over a decade ago before I got in this industry, you still need that money liquid. You still need it safe. You still need to be able to access it within a couple weeks. If you have it tied up in these investments, you could have a huge liquidity risk. It could be a great investment, but if you need that money tomorrow and you can't get it for 5 years, or even better, with 401ks forever, 30, 40 years, depending on how old you are, Oh, that's painful. And so you still got to have liquidity. So even though it's negative 4.2, guess what? I still save 20% of my gross income every single paycheck. Automatically live off the 80. Now, once you get past that buffer, there'll be areas, and I'll start addressing it the rest of, in a few episodes from now, what we can do to attack this. But a negative 4.2, I mean, that's painful. So let me go out on a future value calculator, 30 years, and I'm just going to end it in a miserable way for this podcast. If our government, and under its wonderful leadership, and I'm not attacking Republican Party or Democrat Party, I think I've been pretty equal. I can't stand them both. I would love to see parties go away, and they just are the party of the people and represent us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Yes, it would be.
That's not reality yet, but I do think a lot of people have good intentions when they go. And I keep threatening my wife, politics, and she keeps threatening divorce. So I pull that trigger. So I'm real happy with her. I don't know if she's so happy with me sometimes with my intensity when I get home. She loves me and drives me nuts. No. She loves me and I drive her nuts, not vice versa. So it's an awesome dynamic. And what's great though is my little monster is like a little mini me.
Oh God! Like,
poor Danielle.
That's right.
So if I'm gone, he just replicates what I'm saying. So it's fun. So $100,000 today, if our government stays on this pace and we have a CPI every year of 4.2%, 30 years from now, that'll have the purchasing power of just under $28,000. Mm-hmm. $27,604.
Wow.
So that's
a sucker punch to the gut.
That hurts. Right?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to use this future value calculator I'm about to say it's a joke. So I guess that ruins the joke, but I'm going to use this value calculator of $100,000 to justify to my wife the Ducati I want. It's like, hey, or people who want the Teslas out there, whatever is fun. I mean, for me, I really don't like spending money. But when I do pull the trigger, I like to do it right for me.
Yeah.
And, so I wouldn't argue, I'm not materialistic. I mean, I was younger, sure. All the toys, all the stuff out there. But as I've grown, it's really the experiences are biggest, the relationships, the fun with friends, family, and that's what money's just energy, and the more you have of it, the more opportunities it will provide, and it's an amplifier. If you're a jerk, you can be a bigger jerk. If you're a good person, you can be a bigger good person, right?
Yeah.
And but I'm gonna anyone out there is on the fence that they've had their dream car, Tesla, and you got your buffer of liquidity. Maybe you should go out and buy that Tesla for $100,000 because you're only going to be able to get 1/4 of that Tesla 30 years from now.
That's right.
So, I mean, and I'm just having fun with that. But I mean, it's like, gosh, man, all this stuff. Like one of my clients who's way into watches, he's a brilliant mind. He sent me just to get my goat. Wanted this, and I'm not going to do it anymore because it doesn't exist. But there's a Rolex I want. It was green. Went with the brandy with my company. Only real fancy watch I've ever wanted. Wanted one for like 30 years. Guess what? Still haven't bought one. And at the time, a few years ago, I saw one, and it was like $8,000. I mean, that's so much money for a watch.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of history to it, and just it was a Rolex Submariner. It was green. And so anyway, didn't do it, haven't earned it. That's a lot of money. And so then he sends me something in December. So, hey, this is your saving strategy. Look what your saving strategy has cost you, Ken. Like $17,000 now. And I'm like, all right. So those are the joys of supply and demand and inflation. I was a fool. Right. I should have bought it, I guess. But I've been sick to my stomach. Didn't feel right. Didn't earn it. But anyway, what I need to do is figure out a clever way that my wife, she'll buy stuff that I won't buy for myself. So I got to figure out a clever way.
I like that. Yeah.
But that's it. That's it for today. We'll wrap it up. I just, this is just simple numbers, and I wanted the show to be even shorter because it's just kind of negative, but there will be solutions I'll be talking about and how we can pivot. And there will be plenty. I just want to see what Congress is about to ramrod down our throats and what becomes law. And then we'll pivot. I want to know what the boundaries are. I want to know what the rules are, and then we'll play the game. But that's hyperinflation. $100,000 today, we stay at 4.2 CPI year after year after year. 30 years from now, you'll have a purchasing power of $28,000, $27,604. Thank you so much, federal government.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Federal Reserve. We need fiduciary responsibility. This should be something the news talks about every single day. Not denying a great, it was great, this media the other day is denying that there's huge gas lines all throughout the East Coast and South. Yet people I know everywhere back there, there's huge gas lines. There's no gas. Now, that's not because of inflation, but certain new policies and cyber attacks, that's real fun, supposedly. It's amazing how dependent we are still on fossil fuels. That will transition over time, but we got to be very strategic on how we do things. Tammy, please wrap it up. I hate inflation. I really hate hyperinflation. It's something we all need to be educated on. This should be talked about at barbecues. People should all be aware about this. There should be accountability. And our media every day should be pushing this. This should be the number one topic every day is we need a balanced budget. We cannot have a deficit anymore. We got to find a way to not sell generations of, we can't just sell people down the road. This is crazy. No more buying votes. And we'll see what happens. Be leaders, no longer be politicians. Let's get things going again. I hope the world starts turning again. And anyway, that's it. We'll find out. And there'll be ways we can adjust for it. So
I love how you started by reminding us that really there is no education about this. You know, maybe we were educated in high school and that was long before we needed to know it. And so here we are without this information. It's not coming up around the water cooler or at barbecues. So thank you so much for sharing this with us, especially with the calculators that you have that we don't have that can do amortization stuff like that. It's painful. And yet, like you said, it should come up in conversation. So thank you for initiating the conversation.
Thank you, Tammy. I would just want everyone to educate on this. It's not that complicated a topic. You know, a test is easy once you know the answers. And you know, these news organizations like last year that had like the death toll ticker for COVID every single day.
Yeah.
How many people died from this? How many, right there on their screen.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And that went away beginning of this year. And good. So I would like to see a ticker on every media thing every day showing our debt, our deficit. And what's being done about it. Every day it should be in our face until we solve the problem. Then we'll start fixing all these other issues.
Yeah.
But this is a major issue. I don't want a CPI this high again. It's going to have huge consequences. And I hope just going over a simple future value calculator help explain why this is going to be painful. And already is. And I'm going to use it to justify getting a motorcycle. So
I like
thank
it.
You, Tammy.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone who listens to this show. I'm not getting a motorcycle. thank you, everyone. I love doing the show. If you want to see more of my comments, please go to engineerofinance.com. If you really want to get bold and have a question about a few things, I love helping people. There's right there in the upper right-hand side on my website, engineerofinance.com. You can schedule time to talk to me for a few minutes and I'll see how I can help. And I've got really, really exciting news. It's going to take about a month before I get to share it. And that'll be coming out shortly. I pray. So thank you, Tammy B. Thank you all listeners. And I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.